This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allah.
To the next chapter from Ibn Qudama's book, and that is the chapter regarding which prayer timings we cannot pray in. And he says, وَهِيَ خَمْسٌ. There are five timings that one cannot pray in. So what is the chapter topic? What are the timings that we should not be praying the salawat? And what are the exceptions? What salawat can we pray? And what salawat are we forever not allowed to pray in these times? So he says, there are five prayer timings. Number one, بعد الفجر حتى تطلع الشمس. After praying Fajr, until the sun rises. Okay, so this is after you pray Fajr and before the actual end prayer of Fajr. So Fajr, if today it finishes at what, 7:30 something. So you pray Fajr at, let's say, 6:30. From 6:30 to 7:30, this is the first timing. Number two, after sun rise until it rises the level of a spear. Okay, so this will be from 6:30 to maybe, from 7:30 to maybe, let's say, in our today, maybe 8 o'clock or 8:10. Okay, so it goes around 1 meter, they would say. Number three, وَعِنْدَ قِيَامِهَا حَتَّى تَزُولُ. And when the sun is at its zenith until it begins the descent. Okay, this is number three. Number four, وَبَعْدَ الْعَصْرِ حَتَّى تَضَيَّفَ الشَّمْسُ لِلْغُرُوبِ. And after you pray Asr, until the sun has begun the actual ghurub. And number five, وَإِذَا تَضَيَّفَتْ حَتَّى تَغْرُبْ. When the first disc goes down until it actually finishes going down. Okay? So are these five timings clear? Each one of these are very simple. In fact, there are three timings, but the first and the last are longer. We add timings to them. Okay? The first timing is after Fajr up until the sun goes above a horizon, 1 meter. But this is divided into two. The first of them is until the Fajr sun begins to rise. And then after it rises until it goes to a meter. And then the third timing is after Asr up until beginning of Maghrib. But this is also divided into two. And that is after you pray Asr up until the beginning of the sun basically begins to go low down. Okay? And then when it begins to go low, now there's an ikhtilaf we're going to talk about in the madhab, when does that timing begin? When the sun becomes dull yellow, or when the sun is basically the equivalent of 1 meter of the other side, now it's on that side, or when the shadow is more than double. So all of these are different opinions. But basically, when it is about to set until it begins to set, and then the actual setting, that is the fifth timing. So these are the five timings that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade the people from praying. And this is mentioned in the hadith in Sahih Bukhari that Umar ibn al-Khattab said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade us to pray after the subh until the sun is shining, and after the asr until the sun has set. So this is one hadith. In another hadith, our Prophet ﷺ said, "La salat بعد الصبح حتى ترتفع الشمس, ولا صلاة بعد العصر حتى تغرب الشمس." There is no salah after you pray the Fajr, the morning, until the sun is up high, and there is no salah after Asr until the sun has set. And in another hadith, Uqba ibn Amir narrated that the Prophet ﷺ said, three are the timings that the Prophet ﷺ forbade us to pray in and to bury our dead. Number one, that when the sun rises until it is shining bright. Number two, when it is right above us until it begins to go down. And number three, when it is about to set until it sets. So this hadith in Sahih Muslim is explicit. Three are the timings the Prophet ﷺ forbade us to pray. Now, what are the prayers that we cannot pray? This is what Ibn Qudama says. فَهَذِهِ السَّاعَاتِ. These are the times لا يصلى فيها تطوعا. No sunnah or nafil. تطوع is nafil, what we call, right? The salah that has no basis other than you want to worship Allah. These are the timings we do not pray in. What are the exceptions? Number one, إِلَّا فِي إِعَادَةِ الْجَمَاعَةِ إِذَا أُقِيمَتْ وَهُوَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. The first exception. What is the first exception? If he happens to be in the masjid and he's already prayed, but the people haven't prayed and they are praying, so then he will join them in the salah even though he has prayed. This is the first exception. Okay? So, simple scenario that suppose that you weren't planning to come for Asr Salah, let's say. So happened that something happened and you had to go to the masjid, and so now you're entering the masjid and you have prayed Asr at home, but you didn't realize you would be in the masjid. So now you enter the masjid and they are praying Asr. Technically, you have prayed Asr. So this is one of the timings where you're not supposed to pray. Correct? However, this is the first exception. If you are in the masjid, which means if you are at home and you prayed Asr, then some friends came over and they wanted to do Asr Jama'ah, you do not pray with them. Because the salah of the masjid is not like the salah of the home. And the obligation of joining the masjid Jama'ah is not anywhere close to any type of, there is no obligation to join a nafil Jama'ah in somebody's house. So the salah of the masjid should be a unified salah. And this is proven in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, in Sahih Muslim, Imam Ahmad and Tirmidhi, not Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet ﷺ prayed Salat al-Fajr, and when he turned around, he saw in the back two people standing and they haven't prayed. So the Prophet ﷺ said to them, "Are you not Muslims? Why have you not prayed with us?" Meaning, are you pagans? Are you mushriks? Are you visiting? Why aren't you praying? And this shows us the severity of just standing around when there is a salah of the jama'ah of the masjid going on. Because the Prophet ﷺ questioned their Islam. Aren't you Muslims? So meaning the only reason that you should not join a salah in the masjid, if you are a visitor, you are a pagan, you happen to be visiting and you want to listen about Islam, then okay. Otherwise, if you are a Muslim, why are you not joining? So they said, "Ya Rasulullah, we prayed in our tents." This was at Hajj time it happened. "We prayed in our tents and then we came here and we saw you praying, so we did not join because we already prayed Fajr." So the Prophet said, "La taf'ala," don't return to this again. If you pray in your tents or places of residence, then you come to the masjid and the jama'ah is happening, then pray with the jama'ah and that second prayer will be nafilah for you. You prayed your fard, but this will be nafilah for you. So this is an explicit hadith that even if you have prayed Fajr or Asr, now obviously this would not apply for Maghrib or Isha because there is no nahi, right? So there is no problem even at all. You're going to join anyway. The problem would come if Fajr or Asr. And suppose you prayed Fajr at home, then for whatever reason you're in the masjid and the salah is going on, so we are expected to join the salah even though we have prayed Fajr, and technically we should not be praying anything until the next, until the sun goes up. So this is the first exception. The second exception, وَرَكْعَتَيِ الطَّوَافِ بَعْدَهُ, the two raka'at of tawaf. And this is something that the Hanbali Madhab is very clear about, that in the Hanbali Madhab, you are allowed to pray the two raka'at of tawaf at any time of the day and night. And that is because they reason, their illah, their logic is that the Kaaba is in front of you. And so there should be no reason to prevent a salah for the tawaf. And they base this on a hadith in Tirmidhi that the Prophet ﷺ said, "O children of Abdi Manaf, Ya Bani Abdi Manaf, لا تمنع أحدا طاف بهذا البيت وصلى في أي ساعة شاء من ليل أو نهار." Do not stop anybody from coming and doing tawaf and praying here at any time of the night and day. I.e., the Kaaba should be open 24 hours a day. And this is the custom of the Muslims since the beginning of Islam, which to this day is operative. You go to the Kaaba at any time of the night and day, and it should be open, and people should be doing tawaf. And that is why the Kaaba, the tawaf, is a continuous ritual that has gone on non-stop for 14 centuries, except in limited times of crises where things happen in front of the Kaaba, such as the takeover in 1979 or other places where the tawaf stopped. Limited times. Otherwise, the tawaf is a continuous act of worship that has been going on. And this is based on this hadith, do not stop anybody from doing tawaf or praying. So this hadith in Tirmidhi, the Hanabila took it, the Hanbalis took it, and they said that this means you can pray at any time in front of the Kaaba. And especially the rak'atay at-tawaf. So this is the second exception. Number three, they said, as-salatu ala al-janazah. Janazah salah, it can be prayed during these timings. During these timings. And this is pretty much by almost by unanimous consensus, and the sunnah of the Muslims has been to have janazah salah at any time, whenever the janazah is ready, even if it is after Fajr or after Maghrib. Asr. Maghrib is not a problem. Asr. Okay? So this is the sunnah of the Muslims. Since the beginning of time, the Muslims have been praying janazah after Fajr and after Asr, and they've never had a problem with this. And that is because the Salat al-Janazah, even though it is a Salah, but it is a Salah that has no ruku' or sujood. So they are more lax when it comes to the Janazah Salah. That because in one hadith we learn that the Prophet ﷺ said that do not prostrate when the sun is rising or when the sun is setting, for that is the time when it rises and sets between the horns of shaitan. فَإِنَّهَا تَطْلُعُ بَيْنَ قَرْنَيْ شَيْطَانِ. And one of the interpretations is that is the time when the worshippers of the sun worship the sun. So we don't want people to think you're worshipping the sun, as the illah goes. And so that would not apply for the Salatul Janazah. So therefore the third timing, Salatul Janazah. The fourth, that is allowed to pray, وَقَضَاءَ السُّنَنِ الرَّوَاتِبِ فِي وَقْتَيْنِ مِنْهَا. You are allowed to make up the ratib sunan. Remember the ratib sunan? They are. What is the definition of the ratib sunan? What is the definition of the ratib sunan? The ones that are linked to the five fard. This is the definition. The sunan that are linked to the five fard. These are the rawatib sunan. So Ibn Qudama says, another exception, if you haven't prayed rawatib, you're allowed to make up the rawatib, but only at two of these five timings, not all five. Clear? Only at two of these five timings. And what are these five timings? That after Fajr until the sunrise, and after Asr until the sunset. So, three timings, therefore, in the Hanbali Madhab are extra strict. And these three timings are very short in duration, 15 minutes each. Not even more than that, sometimes even less than 15. In fact, the sunrise and the zawal, and the actual sunrise and zawal is literally 5 minutes or less. Okay? So when the sun is actually rising at that point in time, or when the sun is at its zenith, or when the sun is setting, these are the stricter timings. But after Fajr until the sunrise, and after Asr until Maghrib, we are allowed to do what? Make up the salawat that we have. Which salawat? As-sunnah al-ratibah. That we haven't prayed. And this is based on a hadith that the Prophet ﷺ saw him praying two rak'at after Fajr in the masjid. And he said, what are these two rak'at that you are praying? So the man said that I wasn't able to pray the two rak'at before Fajr, so I'm praying them now. And the Prophet remained silent. So his silence became approval. Okay? So the man prayed two rak'at after praying the fard, right then and there. And this is what timing? After Fajr until the actual sun rises. Okay, so based on this, the Hanabila said, and this is, the Hanafis do not say this. The Hanafis completely disagree, and they say you are not to pray any prayer at all. But the Hanbalis have this concession, that the Sunan al-Ratib, based on this hadith, they said the Sunan al-Ratib, you can make up at those two timings. After praying Fajr until sunrise, and after Asr until sunset. وَيَجُوزُ قَضَاءُ الْمَفْرُوضَاتِ And it is allowed to make up the fard at any time. The fard trumps the prohibitions. If you haven't prayed the fard salah, and you remember at a time of prohibition, then right then and there, you're allowed to make it up. Because the fard trumps the prohibitions. The prohibition is for the nafil salah. Okay? The prohibition is for the nafil salah. So, therefore, the Hanabila would say that, for example, Salat al-Istikhara should not be prayed at this time. You should wait. How long? 20 minutes, 50 minutes? Just be patient. Pray Istikhara after this point in time. Okay? Generally speaking, most of the Hanabila as well say you would not pray if you entered the masjid. This is the majority Hanabila. There is also opinion within the Hanbalis that said you are allowed to. But the majority say no. If you enter the masjid, no. You will sit down. You will not pray. Because it is not one of these exceptions. Okay? And the Shafi'i school, as we said last time, they say you should pray. Because they say the prohibition only applies to the pure nafil salah. Pure nafil. And it does not apply to any salah that you want to pray for a specific reason, including istikhara. That if you wanted to have an istikhara, say, there's no need to delay, you have a reason to pray. Okay, so this is the ikhtilaf of the madhahib. We'll stick with the Hanbali madhab, as we said, just to make things easy. So this is the summary of the chapter, what timings are prohibited. فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رب